In Japan, the U.S. government offers a bailout for anyone who wants to leave.
We are making arrangements to bring a couple of chartered aircraft into Tokyo for both the official U.S. government family members who have chosen to leave and for any American citizens who might need assistance.
Senior State Department official Patrick Kennedy suggests the U.S. government may have lost faith in the Japanese government's assurances.
Can it really protect people from leaking radiation at the Fukushima nuclear complex? Bailing on Tokyo, crisis escalates, confidence erodes as the world watches. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
What's next for citizens and workers? A discussion this hour on The Takeaway. It's Thursday, March 17th, St. Patrick's Day. Good morning, everyone.
And that's right at the top of the news. The workers, that is, trying to deal with the unstable and often unpredictable situation at Japan's Fukushima plant. First, the Japanese Army tried dropping water from helicopters onto Reactor 3. That reactor's been releasing radioactive steam since yesterday. That plan didn't work because wind blew the water off course. Now they brought in water cannons that are typically used by riot police. They're trying to use them to cool down the overheating reactors. Right now, four reactors at the site are leaking radioactive materials into the atmosphere, and American officials say it's worse than the Japanese are letting on. The chairman of the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission, Gregory Yasko, tells Congress the situation inside Reactor 4 raises the chances of widespread nuclear fallout.
We believe that secondary containment has been destroyed, and there is no water in the spent fuel pool, and we believe that radiation levels are extremely high, which could possibly impact the ability to take corrective measures.
Yasko also advised Americans to stay much farther away from the plant than the current evacuation zone. And as you just heard, the U.S. is chartering planes to help Americans leave Japan.
That greeted some people with alarm. Peter Ford with the Christian Science Monitor seems to be taking Yasko's advice and moving from Sendai to Niigata on the west coast of Japan. He joins us live now. Peter Ford, you're en route. What risk do you think you were faced with in Sendai based on the information you were getting?
Well, it was very, very hard to tell, which is bad enough in these circumstances. But since the American Embassy, I woke up to hear a warning from the American Embassy recommending that all Americans within an 80-kilometer, 50-mile radius of the Fukushima reactors should leave. Now, I'm not an American citizen, but I absorb radiation just like one. And the Japanese had said that 20 kilometers was good enough, but in America, they would have cleared a wider area. So I decided to stay out of the area that the U.S. Government is recommending.
One more.
And I'm heading, as I said, yes.
One more detail, Peter Ford. As you say, you're heading to the west coast of Japan. If you are a citizen of Japan, is there a place you could go to diagnostically check to see how much radiation you might have absorbed?
Nobody that I know has or talked to today has done that, or none of the people who were evacuated 3 days ago from the exclusion zone to schools and community halls had been checked, no.
Wow.
So it's very hard to know if many people have been affected yet.
Frightening situation there. Peter Ford with the Christian Science Monitor en route to the west coast of Japan, fearing radiation threats there near Sendai and the Fukushima plant.
Let's take a look at markets. Asian markets are down. European indices are up, and futures are up very slightly at the moment. The Dow will start at 11,613. The S&P at 1,256. The Nasdaq will open at 26,16. Later on, we're going to have a discussion about sacrifices made on the job. First of all, we'll talk about four of our colleagues from the New York Times who are now missing in Libya and some of the risks involved in covering these uprisings in the Middle East and the Fukushima 50, the nuclear power plant workers who are trying to avert a catastrophe in Japan and literally putting their own lives at risk. Those conversations later in the hour. But first, we'll give you an update on the nuclear situation in Japan in a few minutes.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.